in certain years, the drama level is going to go up, like for Tiger Woods right now. The windows around, in his case, he's a late December birthday. So end of December, end of March, end of June, end of September, which is basically every 90 days from his birthday, December, I think, 30th or 31st, I don't have it in front of me right this minute, there's going to be an exaggerated level of activity going on. In this year and last year and next year and the next couple of years, those 90-day windows are not only going to widen a little bit, that is, it's not just going to be on December 30th and March 30th and June 30th, it's going to be 8 or 10 days either side of that, maybe even 2 weeks either side of it. There's going to be higher vulnerability, more likely accidents, more likely, troublesome stuff in relationships going on, or problems in business, or whatever. However, and those are the times when your ability to make good decisions varies. Okay, your decision making mechanism is not up to snuff at those times, and you can figure out what those four times are for you by figuring out what the date is that's exactly opposite your birthday. So. Right now, the middle of March would be exactly opposite, and the middle of December would be exactly opposite, and the middle of June would be. So, in other words, those four points around the year if you were born today. Okay, but figure your own. Take your own birthday and do the same thing with it. Those are the times when there's a higher vulnerability, and in certain years, those periods of time are going to produce the clustering of events. You're going to find more of the big stuff happens in certain years around those dates than they happen in any old time. And if you actually kept track of births and deaths, you'd find out that more people, we lose more people every 90 days from their birthday than any other times around the year, if they cluster around those points. And you often find that somebody just passes their birthday, and then the week after that they die, or the week before that they die, or half the year around from their birthday. Those are the vulnerable spots. Now, if you take any major event, in fact, here, let's do it this way. Jot down on a piece of paper 6.5-8, 20-22, 41-43, and 83-85. I'll give it to you again. 6.5-8, 20-22, 41-43, and 83-85. At those, in those years, or that many years after a major event, so let's say you had something happen at 5. If you add approximately 7 years to that, or approximately 21 years to it, or 42 years to it, or 84 years to it, and the event was significant enough. You had a heart attack. You won a lottery. You got married then, or you met your wife, or you lost your mother, or whatever. If you take the event that happened, the genesis event, what we call the genesis event, the beginning point for the cycle, and you add those increments of years to the event, you'll find where the next likely increment of that event is going to happen, the next iteration of it, essentially, the next extension of the original event. Or if you take an event that's happening to you right now that's significant, a really significant event, you're getting married, you're getting divorced, you're moving, you're changing jobs, you're retiring.
30 seconds, Paul.
If you back it up 7, 21, 42, you'll see where it came from.